I said, the next time you come out here, something terrible could happen, and most likely it would be my entire family. But irregardless, it was a moot point.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. Just say Internet Airwaves, it sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not...
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Hey, guys. How are you? I'm just checking some volumes. I seem very low tonight, don't I? I don't know. Let's boost this up, shall we? Let's bring a little power to the system. That works out nice. So welcome to Radio Irregardless. I'm broadcasting a couple different ways tonight. But if you're joining me, thank you. Thank you so much for joining Radio Irregardless. This is your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. And I'm your host, Mark Scalia. So if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of three ways. Through my website, markscalia.com. Check out more of that site. I'm constantly updating the calendar. And other things. A lot of other things. I'm a little distracted. I got two monitors going. I got a lot of things going on. Let me just get through this and then we'll get back to it. The second way you can listen to this show is if you're listening through my website and you want to be more participant, all you got to do is click that speaker box that you're listening to, and that will send you right over to the broadcasting site, which is Mixlr, Mixlr.com, and then you can live chat. You sign in using a Facebook address, then you can live chat. We got a bunch of people on tonight. Let me double check. I got six windows open and not one of them. Oh, there we go. Yeah, okay. We do. Yeah, we do have a bunch of people tonight, which is good. And the third way you can listen, actually there's four ways now, because right now I'm broadcasting through Facebook as well. I tend to broadcast through Facebook when it's just me. If I have a guest, I do maybe the opening segment and then I switch back over to Mixlr. But if that's the third way. The fourth way you can listen is if you cannot listen live, because that's how we broadcast, you can listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show available through iTunes and Google Play. Continue. Reopen. What is going on? Karen, you're live, right? Did something happen to the broadcast? Just type something in if that happened to the broadcast. That was super weird. Like, everything closed and then it didn't. That was weird. Let me open up the website. I may have to do this all over again. I went out for a minute. Okay. Yeah, it was very strange. All right, so I'm back on. Cray cray. Okay. I don't know what's going on. Well, we'll try to work it out. You know what I'll do? I'm going to restart.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
No.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
So it is, of course, Halloween in Salem. And today is the last day. Which is good. I just saw somebody post something on Facebook. They said it's October because now it's over. And it's actually very cool because we've had a good month here. I mean, you have to understand, almost a million people visit this city in the month of October. It is insane. And today, actually just today alone, I had people from five different countries on my trolley just doing the regular tours. But I've met people from Germany, Denmark, Austria, of course, the UK, Scotland, Ireland. We had Russian, China, Australia, Brazil. I mean, people come here and it's insane. But not only that, today was a big day in the Boston scene because, I don't know if you knew this, our beloved Red Sox won another World Championship. It was so good. Where it began. Now, I got to say this, because everybody's fucking spoiled. Like, for my generation, like, I'm 50, and we didn't have all these championships. Not for a while. Like, not really. I mean, we did. The Bruins were always pretty good, so you can always count on them. And the Celtics, when I was a kid, were amazing all the time, which is very cool. But the problem is, kids today are so spoiled. They did a posting. If you were born in 2000, you've seen five New England Patriots championships. The Celtics, the Bruins, and the Red Sox have four. So it's like almost, you know, it's like 15 championships. It's ridiculous. But in my lifetime, we were like, like everybody's so lucky now. The little sons of whatever. But they're completely spoiled. But they had the tour today. They did the duck boats, the parade, which was cool. But they had it on today, which is Halloween. And it's, I don't know. They could have done it a different day, but I don't know. I mean, to me, it doesn't matter either way. In big news, apparently Whitey Bulger got whacked in prison. Jesus Christmas. Who would have thought? A guy who's been ratting on his own people, his own mafia, essentially, his own organized crime, got whacked in the joint.
You got out of line, you got whacked. Everybody knew the rules.
What are the chances of that happening? But yeah, October, tonight's Halloween, a lot of spooky stuff. I did my my last Ghost and Legends trolley yesterday, and now everything's good. Now tomorrow, it won't be a ghost town. It'll still be kind of hanging out for a while, which is actually kind of cool. You know, still a lot of people, but all the other stuff will be kind of calmed down, and you know, and everybody was dressed in costumes today, which is, you know, super cool. You know, but they shut all the streets down and it gets all cray cray. So, but I had to put I'm Jack the Gravedigger on the Ghost and Legends trolley. So I literally had to pack it all up, put it in the closet, and I go, you know, I'm already in there. I'll take out Scrooge. Because Scrooge is coming out in like 3 weeks. I will be Ebenezer Scrooge playing in the Christmas Carol. And by the way, there still are a few tickets available. And you can go to them. You go to the Salem trolley and then go to the special tours link. And that'll set you up for the Christmas. But when you do that, open up two pages. Because go to my website, my calendar. Find out when I'm going to be on. So when you guys do buy tickets, you make sure that I'm your Scrooge. We do have another Scrooge. Actually, two, technically. And I've been playing it. Oh, my God. I've been playing it for... 12 years now. My God. Oh, I was a young man when I started. Now I'm an old bastard. Anyway, but definitely there's still some tickets left. And if you want to check those out, please do. And tomorrow is November 1st, which is kind of cool in a way, because you guys don't know this. I've been accepting submissions for the 2019 Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival. That's going to be happening I picked the date so that I would not have a problem in case the Patriots made it into the Super Bowl again this year. It'll be the 17th, 18th, and 19th of January, and I've got one venue lined up now, so I can't even be starting to sell tickets yet, only for the fact that it's October, and I can't negotiate with people, and blah, 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 blah. So that's kind of how it works. So you know something? That's the monologue. I've been talking for a little bit. I'm going to take our first break. I'm going to play a little stuff for you. Oh, I got a couple things for you, actually. I got a little history coming up, and then I got the killer poker game. It'll be about 8 minutes. It'll be a fun little thing. So listen to this. Check it out, and we'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to Radio Irregardless. I'll be right back.
This is Ebenezer Scrooge. And although it's fairly warm now, winter is coming. And when it does, be sure to see me on the Salem Christmas Trolley. Tickets are $30 each, and there's plenty of shows so that I get to torment all of you. But feel free to pay for the ticket and not show up, because less bodies, more money. And until I see you on the trolley, this is Ebenezer Scrooge wishing you a humbug.
Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
Ages ago, tribes of Celtic farmers believed there was one day a year where the season of life meets the season of death.
Today's the day! The sun is shining, the tank is clean, and we are getting out of...
The tank is clean.
And that day was called Samhain.
We did not seriously think that a hobbit could contend with the will of Sauron.
There are none who can.
Druid priests tried to foretell whether their villages would survive the winter.
Funny. She doesn't look Druish.
In the 8th century, Pope Gregory III established All Hallows Day, and soon Samhain became known as All Hallows Eve.
All Hallows Eve has become a night of frolic, where children wear costumes and run amok.
From there, it was a short walk to the name we all know today, Halloween. The origins of trick-or-treating remain unclear. It is believed to have stemmed from a custom known as souling, in which the poor went from home to home and prayed for the souls of each family's dead.
Klaatu, Murata,
Nehrman! Halloween's appeal transcends age, delighting both children and, yes, even adults alike.
Aren't you getting a little old, Mitch? Shouldn't you step aside?
It's a day to step into costume, gorge on sweets, throw ghoulish galas, and scare ourselves silly. The truth is frightfully clear. Not even a silver bullet could stop Halloween now.
Silver bullet, the one that won't slow you down.
Talking about cool, life is the right beer now.
Pour it on and work it out.
This has been Radio Irregardless's History.
Great to see you all for the annual poker game. It's going to be a very busy weekend for everyone, so it'll be nice to have some downtime with each other. Chucky, did you bring the chips?
I brought the salsa. It's legendary.
Well, Pinhead, I brought the pretzels.
Who ever heard of pretzels and salsa?
Nobody told me there'd be salsa.
You know that Ghostface and I are gluten-free.
And I'm vegan. You can still eat pretzels, Jigsaw. No, I can't. I'm raw as well.
There's plenty of food for everyone. Besides, I was talking about poker chips. Michael and Jason should be here soon. Let's just count out all the chips.
Is there a buy-in?
Yes, $20.
I may be a little short. How much do you need, Jiggy? $20. What the fuck?
Language, Charles. You may be a killer, but you don't have to be a savage.
I know you're all zen now, but some of us still lose their patience.
You might want to try meditation. I listened to an MP3 of a brook in a meadow.
That sounds nice. I wish I had the time.
Hey, Michael, Jason, what's new, guys?
Right. Well, come in, take a seat. We just started.
Jason, did I hear that you just got a book deal? I'm seeing someone.
Good for you.
Yeah, good for you.
The girl from Starbucks?
No. Target.
I'm still on eHarmony. I think I should change my profile pic.
Christian Mingle seems to work well. Let me see your profile. Dude, you don't use that one. It looks like you photoshopped your ex out of the picture.
I did. It's the only one of me smiling.
No phones at the game, man. Is that your old lady?
Come on, guys, really?
Hey, Jason. Did you do those webisodes where you prank the guys fishing? That was epic, man.
Are we playing or not?
I'll deal.
Can I get a cut? Very funny, asshole.
Frederick.
Sorry, Ghost, but Chucky's being a dick.
You can take it. It's just a little slice.
This sweater was a gift.
Guys, can we just play? I feel lucky. I'll take two cards.
I'll take three.
Jason. Jason, how many cards do you want? No, I can't give you five. No. How many? Ugh. Why don't you just say how many? Dude, I'm sorry. Jason, just explain to me. Come on, guys. I didn't read. Oh.
Not cool, Charles. You know they're sensitive about their speech impediments.
Look, guys. Not that I want to, but I just got a text from the Target girl, and she wants to hook up tonight. I told you, I felt lucky. Enjoy the holiday.
What the fuck? He took my 20! Get back here, Jigsaw!
Language!
Well, this was fun. There's only the three of us now. Anyone up for hearts?
What the fuck, Pinhead?
I couldn't help it.
Language!
And you're back at Radio Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Guys, so I hope you enjoyed that. That was a little poker game between a bunch of serial killers. So let's break it up a little bit. Let's have a little fun. And we've never done a show on Halloween. But usually every Wednesday, Jigsaw interrupts the show. And I told my wife, do not let him in this time. Like, don't let him near the place. Like, if he comes, all the trick-or-treaters are already here. So we already did all that. So we don't have to worry about any of that. Because he's not here. And the show, we only have another 10 minutes of the show, which I'm super happy about. So, oh, fuck. What did I tell you? What are you doing here, dude? Oh, shit. What? What's going on?
Hello. How are you, Mark?
I'm good. What's going on?
I want to play a game.
You always want to play a game.
I know. But this is a special game. And you're going to play, whether you want to or not. Live or die, the choice is yours.
All right, let's fuck it. Let's just get it over with. Let's not deal with this anymore, all right? Let's just do it, okay? Are you going to start?
Example one.
Well, I know it's example one. Just say it.
How do you handcuff a one-armed man?
What kind of fucking question? How do you handcuff you one arm and one leg? Is that good?
When does it stop being partly cloudy and start being partly sunny?
What? You know, you get a sense of humor at the end of the month. Are you tired too? Is it wearing on?
Another example?
Sure, just give me one.
If a kid refuses to sleep during nap time, are they guilty of resisting arrest?
did you just fucking smile? He just had a little grin. He just had a little grin.
If vampires can't see their reflections, why is Bela Lugosi's hair so perfect?
You're insane. You What the hell is wrong with you?
What is Satan's last name?
I don't know. Smith?
Why does quicksand work so slowly?
All right, I've had enough. Get out of here.
One more.
All right, go ahead.
If ghosts can walk through walls and glide downstairs, why don't they fall through the floor?
You almost laughed on that one. You almost laughed on that one. That was funny. That was funny. All right, get out of here. Okay.
One more.
Shoot. Let's try it.
What blood type is a pessimist?
What blood type is a pessimist? I don't know.
B negative.
Get the fuck out of here. Get out. Just get out. All right. I'll see you. Don't come by anymore. And I don't care if believe my wife let you in here. Don't stare at me. Just get out of here. All right. We'll see you soon. Get out of here. God damn. He's completely. I'm going to yell at my wife. All right. Let's do this. Let's take our second break. Speaking of this, I'm going to go downstairs. I'm going to find why my wife let that guy in here. So. We're going to take our second break. When I come back, I'm going to let you know what I got going on this weekend. And I wish you all, guys, happy Halloween. You're listening to Radio Irregardless. We'll be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass in a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. So I just asked Mark, I go, why'd you let him in? She goes, let who in? And I'm like, what? He just starts creeping up. Jigsaw is killing it with the pun. I know. I have no idea what's going on with him sometimes. Sometimes he's like super cool, and other times he's like super creepy. So I don't know. He just, sometimes he comes in. Now, recently he plays word problems with me, and I hate word problems. They scared me as a kid, and he found this out, and that's why he comes in here. And he usually does, simple word problems, but they're enough to freak me out. And not just that, he's got the little swirly cheeks on. He looks like the puppet. He really does. It's the freakiest thing, a little. And I don't know. He slays me. Don't say that. He might come to your house. Anyway, speaking of coming to your house, let me tell you what I got going on this weekend. I am actually going to be working on the trolleys for the next couple of days, which I'm actually looking forward to. It'll start to wind down, and October will be, put in the book. So I'm looking forward to that. Thursday night, and I got nothing. Friday night, I got a cancellation, but I'm always putting it out there, so I may still work. So definitely check my calendar. And then Saturday night, I'm going to be doing a private show at the Hudson Community Center in Hudson, Mass. And I'm looking forward to that because I did it about probably 8 or 9 years ago. They do it an annual thing. They've been going for a long time. And they actually asked, they said, we'd like to see somebody, we hadn't seen in a while. And then my name came up. And they go, oh, he was funny. And I was funny then. So hopefully I'll be funny now. So you never know. Otherwise, it'll could be a shit show. I don't know. But I'm looking forward to it. So it's always a good time. So thank you, guys. That's the show. Happy Halloween. I want to say that because it's really cool doing a show on Halloween. But as always, if you want to be a guest or sponsor, you want to be part of the show, email the show at radioirregardless@gmail.com. You can always call the hotline, 978-219-9294. Leave me a message. Always listen to them. I'll tell you what, guys. We'll be back next week. Have a great weekend, everybody.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixlr.com. I'd like to thank my on-air guests as well as all the online listeners for their comments. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used, property of their respective copyright owners. All material and content, property of MS Enterprises, and copyrighted 2018, all rights reserved. Listen to previously aired episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes. Thank you for listening.
Hello. Hello. Testing 1, 2, 3.